From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Now, we have a little rivalry here going on because every 3 weeks, either Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us or Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And now they have a little battle going on over which one will get most hits on the criticalhealthnews.com website when they're on the show. Now, last time the doc was on, he had almost a record-setting night. So let's give pharmacist Ben Fuchs a chance here and go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And every time you click, he gets a point, and he wants to beat Doc big time. Criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a toll-free number to call for people who are there to give you assistance. It's not the number to get on the show here. We'll do that in a moment. But this is for assistance. That's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. But remember the website. Go to it now, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie. And there you heard it. It's been several years now that we've partnered up with the folks at criticalhealthnews.com to bring you the latest and cutting information on health and health-related issues. Two special spokespeople come on the program every 3 weeks, either Doc Wallach or pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist Ben is on with us tonight. Let's go to that website when you have time, criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben is a registered pharmacist, a nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well. He has been compounding custom medications for years now, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Ben, I can't think of a better time to have you on. When you were on with me about 6 weeks ago, I had hoped that this coronavirus would be dwindling down, but so far it hasn't done that yet.
You know what, George? It's a brand new world. It's before Corona, after Corona. In the last 6 weeks, the planet has changed completely.
Dramatically. It's like we got hit by an asteroid, and the world has changed.
That. Exactly. Like we were hit by an asteroid. And you know what, George? It's permanent. It'll never be the same.
Yeah, no. But I think we can get back to some kind of normalcy, don't you?
Normalcy, obviously, we will get back to that, and it probably won't be that long, but it'll be permanently changed. Surveillance will be different. Our health information will be different. We'll be exposed in so many different ways. We'll be afraid of each other to a certain extent.
Yeah, people's attitudes.
This isn't the last of it. There's going to be other infections. This is why, George, we have been talking for years about building the immune system. The way you take care of this, George, is you cut the vector. You know, a vector is the route, the highway that a virus takes or that infections take. We are the vector, and we've created a perfect vector for something like a virus to attack us because of our obesity, because of our diabetes, because of the drugs we take, because of the way we interact with the medical model, because of the food we eat. We've created a situation where a viral infection can just run amok. So what we have to do is we have to stop the vector. We have to break the highway. And it doesn't come from staying inside. It doesn't come from wearing masks. It comes from not eating the fast food. It comes from getting on a good nutritional supplement program. It comes from eating correctly. It comes from breathing. It comes from exercising. It comes from spirituality. It comes from mental health and emotional health. And, George, these are all things we have in our control.
Absolutely. It's right there at our fingertips.
Right at our fingertips.
The Wuhan lab, and I'm convinced that's where this started, was given a grant by us years ago to work on coronaviruses, and the president just halted the National Institute of Health from passing on through the World Health Organization and others more grant money for these Wuhan labs. What the heck are they doing over there, Ben?
Do you know these viruses are patented, and do you know who holds the patents on them? I mean, this is so deep, George, and it's way above President Trump. It's way above local politics.
It's above everything.
It's above everything. This is huge. This is 60% of the planet is on lockdown. This is people wearing the entire world wearing masks. I mean, this is almost to the point of absurdity, but it's so scary and it's so dangerous, not because of the virus, but because of our response. And it's like medicine. You know, what is our response to illness? Our response to illness makes our health worse. Iatrogenic illness and prescription deaths from prescription drugs and hospital-related deaths, our response to our health challenges make the problem worse. And this is, to me, George, crisis equals opportunity. And the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. I want to look at the bright side here. And the bright side is we are now being given an opportunity to take our health into our own hands, which is something you and I have been talking about for years. Dr. Wallach's been talking about for years. It's what longevity stands for. It's becoming independent, and not just in terms of health, George. But you know what? There are 25 to 30% of Americans are unemployed. So not only do we need to take care of our health, but we got to take care of our wealth. We have to become independent, financially independent, so that we're free of the ups and downs, the natural vicissitudes that occur in life. We have to take care of our health, and we have to take care of our financial health in the same way. And that's exactly what longevity stands for.
I've been telling my three children, who are all grown adults right now, and they have their own kids, you know, how to take care of themselves and supplement and things like that. And I gave my son a bottle of zinc and also a bottle of tonic water that had quinine in it. Did I do the right thing?
Good for you, George. How long have we been talking about zinc in the immune system? Now you can't even get it. Now it's even hard to find.
It's tough to get. It really is. As a matter of fact, I went into a local pharmacy, drugstore, well-known name, and you can't find zinc. Everything else is there, but that's gone.
Yeah, Longevity has a zinc product, by the way, that I think is in stock, called Zinc FX. So if anybody was interested in getting zinc, zinc is probably, along with vitamin C and vitamin A, the three most important nutrients that you can take, essential nutrients that you can take for your immune system. But there's a lot of things. I mean, Longevity specializes in immune-boosting supplements. That's what we're all about. And the immune system, by the way, needs to be honored and respected. It is an amazing biological system, the immune system. Do you know, George, that when you're attacked by a virus or a bacteria or some kind of microbe, your immune system will actually make heat-seeking missiles that are specific for that virus or that germ or that
right.
yeast.
Do they need to figure out what it is? Does it take the body time to do that?
A couple of days. You get cells. They will – listen to this. This is so cool, George. The germ comes into the body. The cell will read the germ, a code on the germ. It will read it. And then based on that code, it will produce a missile. The missile is called an antibody. This is what an antibody is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heat-seeking missile that is targeted specific or designed to target that specific germ.
And destroy it.
And destroy it. And go, it's more. Check this out, George. It will create a special factory for the future that will remember the next time the germ enters in the body. And so it won't have to wait. It won't have to waste any time. It will immediately go into action and make antibodies. Those are called memory immune.
Now, does that mean that people who are infected, they have the virus in their system, and a lot of people probably do, but they don't show symptoms?
Their antibodies, their heat-seeking missiles, took care of it.
Aha! Uh-huh. All right.
In fact, most people, 80 to 90% of people, will not have a problem. Their heat-seeking missiles will take care.
Then what is wrong with the other 20%?
They're sick. They're on medication. They have a hypertension. They got kidney disease. They're obese. They're dealing with cancer or some other health issue. Or they're under psychological duress. They call these comorbidities. In Italy, 99%, George, of people who died were comorbid. In the United States, 90% of people who died are comorbid.
Now, would these people have died anyway?
This just sped the thing up.
A little bit.
They were on the way to an accelerated demise. Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, George, you know what medicine does? It suppresses your immune system. Taking medication, I'm talking regular medication, high blood pressure pills, heart disease pills, steroid drugs. All these drugs shut down your immune system.
If you die of a heart attack, but you have the coronavirus, they will say you died of the coronavirus.
George, if you get eaten by a shark, they'll say you died of the coronavirus. That's a whole nother scandal. How deaths are recorded on death certificates is procedural. There's a process, and that process is mandated by the authorities, the CDC, the hospitals, and there's vested interests. There's agendas. So you know what, George? You know what this is all about, George? It's about being a critical thinker. It's about not just being spoon-fed data. It's not just being spoon-fed information by vested interests that have purposes and agendas and intentionality. It's about being a critical thinker. And this is what we've been talking about for years. On this program, I talk about it on my program. We have to learn how to learn. We have to learn how to think. You know, there's a science called epistemology. And epistemology is the science of how we learn things or how we know things. And we don't take into account how we know things. We just know that we just heard it. We believe it. Do you know that germ theory is still a theory? Do you know that contagion itself is still a theory? The idea that there's contagions? Do you know that the idea that there's even viruses? In many cases, they've never seen viruses, and they've never linked viruses to specific illnesses. Do you know this coronavirus has never been visualized? Nobody's ever seen this thing.
No, I've seen sketches of what they think it looks like.
No, George, that's the class of coronaviruses. But this specific one that's associated with COVID has never been visualized. Not only that, George, but what they have done, they've got some genes, some RNA, and they say that that's the virus. That's what they have. But they never injected the RNA into a healthy patient to see if they got the symptoms. This is immunology 101. You take the suspected agent, and you put it into a healthy individual, a healthy animal, and you see if they get the symptoms. It's just common sense. They've never done this.
Why is the world in panic? I've never seen anything like this
before.
Because
we live like a herd. You know, what happens when one, do you ever see those shows, those wild animal shows where one bison will run? They'll all follow. This is how human beings are. We live as a herd.
But I've never seen it happen like this before, to this extent.
It's pretty massive because the powers that be, including the mass media and the government and health authorities, have gone in lockstep. When have you ever seen this kind of lockstep among powers?
Never. Never before.
Never. On the mass media, every single station is repeating the same statistics. Every network.
Every day they're giving fatality counts. When it started with one, they started.
And here's something else, George. Everything you know and I know and everybody knows about the virus, where does it come from? It comes from the news. It comes from the media. We don't have any firsthand experience of any of this. Even if we get an infection and they say it's COVID, we just trust that they tested and the tests were right. How can they even have a test when they haven't even seen the virus? And that's a whole other scam.
And how could they say it's already mutated 30 times already?
If they've never seen the virus.
That's crazy. Ben, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and take phone calls for the next hour and a half as you give people tips on building their immune system. The website again, folks, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben's trying to beat Doc Wallach's record, so go for it. Go to the website if you would, please. criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a free app you can download for criticalhealthnews.com in your app store. And then the toll-free number to call for assistance, because if you don't get what pharmacist Ben tells you because he's going down a list of things, call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back in a moment with your calls and pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. He's got lots of great information on how you can help build your immunity and let your body do what it's supposed to do. And welcome back to Coast. We're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. If you get some information that you hear Ben talking about, but you couldn't write it down quick enough, there are actually people listening to the show who are taking down the same information. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, you've been with us now a number of years. Whenever you're outside in the streets of where you are in Colorado and stuff, do people recognize your name?
George, I got to say. And I've been on this mission to help people understand their bodies and understand really the power that's built into their biochemistry to take care of all chronic illnesses for almost 30 years. I was a bodybuilder when I was in pharmacy school. And as a bodybuilder, I was very familiar with nutrition. Bodybuilders are always hip to nutrition. I was reading the muscle magazines and I was taking supplements. And I realized at a very young age that when you're sick, you're weak. And when you're weak, you can do this exact same thing that a scrawny little guy has to do when he's lifting weights and he wants to be a big, strong, muscle-bound bodybuilder. Not only that, George, but check this out. In pharmacy school, we study nutrition, except we don't study nutrition like a dietitian studies it or like a nutritionist studies it or even a doctor studies it. We study the therapeutic value of vitamin A, of vitamin C. We study how diseases are nutritional deficiencies at their core. We study the relationship between the skin and essential fatty acids, or between the joints and glucosamine and chondroitin, or between wrinkles and the immune system and vitamin C. We study how zinc helps you if you have acne. We study the therapeutic value of nutrients, and we study diseases as nutritional deficiencies. And then on top of that, I was an athlete of sorts, and I was using nutrition. It dawned on me that we're not sick, we're starving, and we don't need to be fixed. we need to be fed. And I made it my life's work to go out and talk to people. So, yes, people do recognize me, and they recognize my name. And it's very gratifying in the sense that it means that I'm doing something in the world. But really, my mission doesn't have to do with me. It has to do with how I can impact people.
Well, that's a great way to do it. We're going to take some calls here for you, too. And we're giving assistance. We're not giving cures. We're not miracle workers. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doc Wallach aren't, but they're experts at what they do. There was another vitamin that you almost mentioned and you didn't, and I want to bring it up, vitamin D3.
Oh, I'm a lover of vitamin D3, but you said, no, vitamin D3 is not really a vitamin. Vitamin D is a hormone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not really a vitamin. They call it a vitamin because it's essential, and that is you have to have it, but your body can make it.
And you get it from the sun as well.
Absolutely. Guess what? The sun turns something in your skin into vitamin D. You know what that something is? You're going to laugh when I tell you this.
Go ahead. I want to laugh.
Cholesterol. Vitamin D is cholesterol.
Doc loves cholesterol.
Everybody who knows biochemistry loves it. Vitamin D, George, is cholesterol. It's a form of cholesterol. It's a tweaked version of cholesterol. And the foods they tell you not to eat are the cholesterol-containing foods. Those are the foods that have the vitamin D and the foods that have the vitamin A and the foods that have the phospholipids, which are important for your brain and for your nerves. There's so much misunderstandings. It's crazy, George. But the good news is any little thing that we do can change our health. We are so nutritionally deficient as a culture, and we're so nutritionally ignorant as a culture that any little bit of data or any little bit of supplementation that we add into our diet or into our lifestyle can make dramatic and have a dramatic, dramatic impact, especially on the immune system.
Is there so much you can do, Ben, and you're doing too much? The example is every morning I take my supplements, and then I take a few more in the afternoon. But I got to tell you, if you look at the counter in my house or my office back in Los Angeles, I mean, I've got like 20 bottles of stuff.
All right, George, how do you feel?
I feel great.
And you sound great, and you look great. All right, so that I rest my case on that.
I'm 122 years old. Would you think that?
Not even close. You look amazing, George. And it's not even that you look amazing. Your life force is amazing. And I'm not going to say it's all nutritional supplementation, but that makes a difference. That has a big impact. Try laying off your supplements for a couple months.
No.
Exactly.
I can't do that.
Exactly. That's my point. You would never do it. And that's what happens once you get going. I've been supplementing now for 30 years. And if I go away for a couple of weeks or something and I can't take my supplements with me, I feel it. I absolutely feel it. There are certain things that we can be doing in our life that can have dramatic leverage points. Little moves that can have dramatic impacts. And it's not all nutrition, by the way. You got to be mentally correct. You've got to be thinking positively. You know what, George? We have to be in control of our awareness and our attention. What's the most precious resource we have? Our attention. That's why we say we pay attention. We want to hold on to our attention and focus on the positive. Focus on the good. Focus on where we can make a difference in our lives. It may be titillating, and it may be stimulating to watch the news and to hear how many people died and how many people are infected and all the things about the vaccines and 5G, but that doesn't serve us. We don't want to fall into fear. We don't want to fall into anxiety and nervousness, even though it's easy to do. We want to control our attention and control our awareness because our biochemistry is linked to how we perceive the world. And if we can perceive the world in a clear-headed, positive fashion, our biochemistry will respond accordingly.
How much do you want to beat Doc Wallach in this website?
I'm not in Doc's league. I'm not even.
CriticalHealthNews.com. I don't know. You're getting pretty darn close. Yeah. Thomas in La Jolla, California, to get us started. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
God bless you for everything you do, George, and God bless our entire coast-to-coast community, every man, every woman. And Benjamin, thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, I want you to talk about dairy. And I did very poorly on dairy. You know, I just wouldn't touch it for years. But then here in California, it's now legal to get non-pasteurized, non-homogenized dairy from pasture-fed cows.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering, is butter, colostrum, cream, non-homogenized, non-pasteurized, does that help you build your immunity? And it's from happy cows.
Well, from happy cows and for the right people. Not everybody can handle dairy because dairy has active proteins in it.
That's called lactose intolerant, right?
Well, that's a different thing. That's a little bit different. But yes, that's another factor is lactose. But there's proteins in milk, active proteins, that can be problematic, and milk allergies are common. Plus, there's also the whole lactose issue. That's true. Now, but the good news is that milk has active proteins in it. And the active proteins, when the milk is not pasteurized, because pasteurization kills all those things, these active proteins can be incredibly valuable for certain people if you don't have issues. Don't have issues, raw milk is an amazing food. Now, butter, doesn't have these active proteins, but butter is so packed with nutrition that it's hard to believe that it can taste as good as it does. But it has all those things we were just talking about. I call it the cholesterol complex. The cholesterol complex is found in foods like butter and liver and dairy products in general. It contains cholesterol, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K, and these things that are called phospholipids. These phospholipids are very important for brain health and for the health of the nervous system. But in addition to all of these, in addition to the cholesterol complex, butter is a source of iodine and it's a source of selenium, which are two incredibly valuable nutrients. Plus, there's probably a little bit of sulfur in there, too, which are incredibly valuable nutrients for the immune system, for the glands. Iodine deficiency is somewhat common, at least getting enough iodine. Butter is just tremendously, tremendously valuable. Cheese is a little bit problematic because it's so sticky and so gummy. You know, when you eat a pizza, how everybody loves that stretchy mozzarella stuff? You know what I'm talking about, George, and the caller? That when you eat a slice of pizza and you see it on the commercials and the cheese goes up and it's all stretchy and gooey and it looks delicious, your intestine hates that. That's the worst thing for your intestine. So a little bit of cheese here and there is okay, but butter and raw dairy for the right people, if you can handle it, amazing, amazing power foods.
Is there a regimen for building your immune system? I mean, I'm a freak about turmeric. I think we should be taking that every
Absolutely.
Day. As a matter of fact, they just said they have found a patient with coronavirus with inflammation, and well, that's turmeric fights that.
Inflammation is an interesting term, but let's talk about turmeric. Turmeric is so valuable as a medicinal agent. It's hard to even describe it as an anti-cancer agent, as an anti-inflammatory agent, as a source of nutrients and pigments. It's great for your skin. It's just amazing stuff. I chew on the root. I just grab the root from the store and I just nibble on it. Have you ever done this? It's a little bit.
Not in the store.
No, not in the store.
Especially nowadays.
I'll throw you out. Not in the store. But you take some home with you, and on the drive home, just nibble on it and keep it with you and nibble on it. But it's just amazing, amazing herb. It's probably the most medicinal of all the herbs, although herbs in general are pretty amazing, the medicinal value of herbs, which we call weeds, by the way. You know, herbs are weeds, right? The stuff that grows in your sidewalk.
Not the kind of weeds we like, though.
Right. They're the kind of weeds that farmers pull out of the dirt or gardeners pull out of the dirt or that grow in the cracks in the sidewalk, can help you with your menopausal symptoms, can help you with your blood pressure, can help you with your diabetes, can help you with energy levels, and we call them weeds.
We're going to take calls next hour as well with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, if you missed the information, call the folks who are listening to the program as you are at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Mark in New Hampshire's with us now. Hi, Mark.
George and Dr. Ben, it's a privilege. I actually have a question for you, George, and for Dr. Ben.
Okay. And he's not a doctor, though. He's not a doctor, just a pharmacist, but that's okay.
All right, pharmacist Ben.
That's right.
For months I've been saying we should set up mobile laboratories with electron microscopes. We can actually get a visual on this virus, send them into hot zones, and maybe set them up at post office or schools. So that people can actually get a visual on this virus. And the other thing is interferon. Nobody's talking about it. George, I know you're familiar with it. A question for you, George. Shafika, did she know Dr. Mary? I've been meaning to ask you this for a long time.
I do not know that, Mark. If she knew Ingo Swann very well, but I don't know if she knew the person you just mentioned.
You're familiar with Dr. Mary's monkeys?
Yes, the story, yeah.
Right. She was into biologicals also, I believe. And would it be all right to plug a book for Tom, if it's okay? It was Father Malachi Martin and Windswept House.
Yes. Recall that book. Father Martin used to be on all the time on the program with Art years ago.
What a shame. What a shame. What a man. I'll tell you. Very enlightening. But that Windswept House will open a lot of eyes. And Dr. Ben. Pharmacist Ben, are you familiar with interferon?
Oh, yeah. Interferon is a class of proteins that they call them signaling molecules. They turn on the immune system. And they've got some really interesting effects, and actually they are being looked at.
Isn't that used to fight hepatitis C?
All viruses. They help your body fight viruses. They don't do anything themselves. They signal. This whole idea of signaling is really fascinating. There's molecules in the body that signal, they call it. Basically, they communicate to the cells to get going. The interferon communicates to a special immune cell called a macrophage that has tremendous, tremendous antimicrobial properties. Macro means big, phage means eating. And if you ever played Pac-Man, you can see exactly how a macrophage works. Interferon activates these Pac-Men. Can you imagine this, George? We talked about the missiles earlier. The immune system also has eaters, like Pac-Men. Like that just eat.
Oh, yeah. Just
mouth. No, George, they have a mouth.
Why did God create a virus?
Well, you know, 10% of your genetics are virus. Viruses are everywhere, George. The planet is...
But what's their purpose?
They change things. They evolve things. They move things. They work genetically. They're pieces of information.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of a good virus?
Yeah, they're all, you haven't heard of them, but they're for your digestive system. There's great viruses.
Well, that's bacteria.
Yeah. Well, there's viruses that kill bacteria. There's viruses that kill bad bacteria.
But there's good bacteria in your gut.
There's good bacteria in your gut. That's true. But the viruses, they support evolution. They keep things moving. You may not like COVID, but what COVID's doing is it's making you stronger for the next virus. So this virus is actually making us supporting our immune system so we can fight other viruses.
Well, I get that. I get that. That's a possibility.
Yeah. Viruses play a functional role in evolution. They're little pieces of information, and like I say, 10% of the human genome is viral. There are more, you know, I don't want to get gross here, but in a gram of your stool, there are more viruses.
Don't get gross, Ben.
I don't mean that to be gross, but they're just saying, in our bodies, there's so many viruses, there's more in a gram of your excrement than there is stars in the Milky Way. Our body is saturated, drenched, like a sponge is drenched with water. The environment is saturated with viruses. Countless viruses. And all they are is little pieces of genes. This is why it's so problematic how they made this assumption that the genetics that they found in some of the victims of the COVID was indeed the infectious agent, because our body is swimming in genetic material. And there's all kinds of genetic material, not in the genome, but floating in the blood, little pieces, little chunks. And a lot of that is viral.
Why would it mutate so much? They say it's mutated 30 times already.
Because that's the nature of information. Virus is information. That's all it is.
Are they mutating to fight back at us?
They're adjusting. They're adapting.
Well, like an insect would adapt itself to, you know, a bug spray.
Yes, it's an adaptive response. Everything adapts, including us.
We're adapting right now, over this, aren't we?
George, as you and I are talking, we're adapting. As I talk to you and you talk to me, we change a little bit.
The people who do not get the coronavirus, and so far, knock on wood, it's you, me, Tom,
we're not symptomatic.
Many
we
people.
We don't know. We're not symptomatic.
Does that mean we have not been confronted with it, or what?
It could be either way, but the chances are pretty good you've been confronted with it, because
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. So to try to hide from it is not a very functional strategy.
I have a feeling that this stuff is airborne, and when the wind blows, it blows with it.
Maybe, but there's no evidence of airborne. There's very little airborne viruses, by the way. There's Ebola's airborne.
They travel somehow. I haven't been in contact with anybody who sneezed on me or anything like that. Have you?
Well, you don't have any symptoms, though, do you?
Well, no. So we're going to come back more. Another hour to go with Ben Fuchs, CriticalHealthNews.com.